Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max PCs and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Hello, welcome back to maybe the most exciting episode we've had of Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max and by NVIDIA. Is we're going to get in today, we've kind of set the stage of this entire series, and you've heard me say this quite a bit, but we started with an episode with our senior director, Charlie Walker, talking about the overall Dell Pro Max portfolio and kind of breaking it down, why we're changing from precision, all this great stuff. We're also just had an episode with John Belladonna from NVIDIA talking about the Blackwell architecture. But today, you're actually going to get to see and hear directly from our product management team about two new products, actually the first products that are releasing within the Dell Pro Max portfolio on the mobile side. But before we get that and we jump the gun, I want to introduce our two guests. We have Joe Resendez and Bernie from the product management team. So Joe, can you do me a favor? Introduce yourself real quick, 1 minute background, what you work on with Dell. And then Bernie, can you do the same?
Hey Logan, sure. First of all, thanks for having us on. So as you mentioned, my name is Joe Resendez. I am a launch manager slash product manager covering Dell Pro Max premium products. So I cover a 14 and a 16 inch form factor, which we'll have plenty of time to get into here in a bit. In terms of my background, I've been with Dell for about 3 years now covering Pro Max products. It's a brand that I have a strong affinity to. And prior to that, I worked in a mix of financial services and startups.
Amazing. Bernie?
Thank you, Logan. Thank you for having me here. So yes, my name is Bernardo Juri. I'm from Argentina. I'm the product launch and sustain manager for Dell Pro Max Plus 16 and 18. I've been in Dell for almost 2 years. I've been in the team, in the Dell Pro Max team for 1 year. And previous to that, I've been in transition manager for Dell Pro desktops. And prior to Dell, I work in the consumer goods market back in Argentina.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for taking the time this morning to meet with us and meet with everyone on the podcast and the webinar to talk a little bit about Dell Pro Max. So before we get into it, I think it's worth giving a little bit of background and context. If you've been following some of the recent announcements from CES, the ones that have occurred at GTC around the new Dell product branding, where we've moved from a bunch of different product lines, for example, Alienware is still there, but Precision, Optiplex, XPS, where we've really kind of trimmed it down to what I call a 3x3 matrix. We have Dell, Dell Pro, Dell Pro Max, and then within that, we have kind of the base model, we have the premium, and then we have the plus. So you're going to get to hear a lot more about today from Joe and Bernie kind of on the premium and plus within the Dell Pro Max mobiles. But with that, that kind of tees up the question for Joe, is that within kind of that new product line structure we talked about, Joe, within Dell Pro Max, what distinguishes, for example, if you're a customer and you're unsure, even though the branding should be very super simple now, is that if you're a customer on the website and you see Dell Pro versus Dell Pro Max, maybe kind of walk through who are we not necessarily targeting? I mean, what are some of the benefits and some of the differences from kind of a compute, commodity standpoint that gives a benefit to Dell Pro Max versus Dell Pro?
Sure. So Logan, I think you teed that up perfectly. For us, it was all about getting back to basics, making sure that our customers could go to the right place and find the right product. So when we think about Dell Pro Max, the first thing that should come to mind, as has always been the case, should be performance. Our products are designed to serve customers with really demanding data-heavy workflows where performance, scalability, reliability, these are all key to their productivity, but also to their success. We like to think that we empower professionals to not only keep up with industry standards, but to also start to create the future within their workflows. In terms of nitty-gritty and how we differ from other lines of business, a few Dell Pro Max benefits are the comprehensive performance that our PC portfolio has. We have confirmed compatibility, reliability, and performance with ISV certifications, meaning we partner with independent software vendors to ensure that the software that they create can run and perform well on our systems. We also have striking and innovative designs, which we're excited to share with you all today. Professional NVIDIA RTX graphics and scalable memory and storage. So there's a lot of stories there to go tell, which we can't wait to get into.
I love it. That's excellent, Joe. So with kind of Dell Pro Max, and we just kind of went through, you know, a lot of the big, I guess, benefits or differentiators, one of them being RTX, which we've talked about in a previous episode. But within kind of the overall portfolio, one thing I want to call out for customers that are watching or people that, and I know we've moved away from precision, but a lot of these are, I mean, there's a few differences, but when you think about the ISV, you think about the NVIDIA RTX graphics, if you had previously bought a precision, you're definitely most likely looking at a Dell Pro Max. A lot of those previous precision kind of standouts and differentiated around the, you know, the NVIDIA cards as well as the ISV solutions kind of transfer over into Pro Max. And that kind of leads me into my next question for you, Bernie, is, you know, a lot of time was spent, you know, with the launch. I mean, the countless hours you and Joe and others on the team spent, you know, to make kind of a successful launch, brand the products, differentiate the products. But where it really started was a lot of kind of, I guess, go-to-market strategy on what the kind of user types or personas that are aligned to Dell Pro Max. And there's really three big ones that most probably on this podcast haven't heard before. Can you break those down for us and explain why a Dell Pro Max product are aligned to them perfectly, regardless of whatever industry they're in?
Yes, Logan. Yes, as you said, like we have a, like we can say like for Dell Pro Max, we have like a bunch of customers targets. But the way that we work is like we try to target like three main user types that we believe our products are going to be like a perfect fit. The first user type is the collaborators. These are like our everyday users. These are like business stakeholders that are needing a performance to interact with critical or complex large and data set. When I'm mentioning about this, I'm talking about like managers, leaders, stakeholders, AI end users. And this is perfectly for Dell Pro Max and Dell Pro Max Premium systems to tackle them. The second user type would be creators. These are more aimed at professionals primarily creating these digital designs or data or content. And that's why the name of creators. And users, this type of user would be like engineers, designer, artist, or editors, scientists. And we focus on these for the three of our platform. We think it's like a perfect fit in terms of like Dell Pro Max, Dell Pro Max Premium, and Dell Pro Max Plus would be perfect fit for creators. Finally, the last user type will be specialists. And these are more experts using these advanced computing solutions. They need, the workflows are dependent on the NVIDIA GPU accelerations. And when we think about this, we are thinking about like a visualization specialist, AR builders and developers, energy researchers, and we think that Dell Pro Max Plus would be a perfect fit for these specialists.
That's a great answer. And I know a lot of time and effort went into creating these three kind of personas and user types. And I think what's interesting, as you've kind of seen the market, you know, evolve over the last few years and you know, applications become more intense, having more acceleration provided by, you know, the NVIDIA RTX GPUs and, you know, obviously the launch of NPUs as well. You've seen more and more compute power, even for someone who is a day-to-day collaborator, who's maybe not the AI specialist, for example, you know, the AI builder who is, you know, fine-tuning large language models or setting up agentic RAG workflows. But someone who might be using that or collaborating or giving feedback on it, who is still going to leverage that, maybe even from an inferencing standpoint, and they still need a heavier system than they did maybe 5 years ago. And that's why it's perfect kind of from, you know, a bottom to the kind of top within Dell Pro Max. So a great answer, Bernie. Absolutely loved it. You know, let's get into, we're going to share a deck because I think this will be the best way to really hammer home the point of Dell Pro Max between premium and plus. So, you know, as I do that, I'm going to start with you, Joe. And as I get my screen up, tell everyone, you know, high level Dell Pro Max 1416. Give everyone just a little bit of background and context on those products while I get this open here. Cause, you know, it's never easy to open a PowerPoint when you're being required to do it. Ha! Got it. Let's do it.
Yeah. And Logan, I'll just clarify Pro Max 14 and 16 premium, right? Because premium. I love to represent that premium brand. And, you know, anytime I showcase this product, the first thing I start off with is a big thank you, because we work with a lot of folks across this organization, engineers, designers, planners, and all of that came together to craft this beautiful, or I should say, a set of beautiful platforms that you're looking on here at the screen. In terms of what this product represents, we like to think that there's three main pillars to this product. The first is elegance and power, meaning this is a beautiful design, but beyond looking and feeling premium, this product is extremely powerful, meaning it can perform up to any task. The second pillar is the premium experiences that this product provides. It's jam-packed, and I'll get into those. And then the last pillar is the unwavering reliability. We touched on the ISV certifications, but we've done some really cool things to enable more reliability, improve serviceability. So there's a great story to be told there. So let me get into some of those storylines, if you don't mind, Logan, because you know me, if you give me a chance to talk about this product, I'm gonna spend my time and do it well. So when we talk about elegance, why do we say that? We say that because anywhere you look at this product, there's been some sort of improvement made. If you look at the palm rest, we've introduced CNC aluminum. If you interact with the product, meaning you lift it up, you can tell that the CNC aluminum is highly durable. There's great rigidity to it. So there's not a lot of give when you're moving between conference rooms in a professional setting. And then when we talk about performance on the 16-inch device, you can spec this up with an NVIDIA RTX Pro 3000 Blackwell GPU. On the 14-inch, you can go up to 2,000, 100 watts of TDP on the 16-inch versus 70 on the 14-inch. The performance is there. The form factor is thin and light. But then let's talk about the premium experiences. That second pillar, that's really where I like to spend some time, because it gives you an idea of how much attention we pay to the details in this product. We introduced a brand new finger scoop, which makes the device easier to open than ever before. You open that device up and you're greeted with this amazing tandem OLED display, which provides really crisp visuals with really deep blacks, which is great for any content. You have a brand new zero lattice keyboard. The surface area on the keys gets larger. It means you can minimize your mistakes when you're typing, but also it just looks beautiful. We introduced a brand new haptics touchpad. We had that before on our 16-inch. We're bringing it to our 14-inch for a consistent product offering across these premium products. So again, lots of stories to go tell there as it relates to premium experiences. And then lastly, we have unwavering reliability. Again, we touched on ISV certs, but one of the other cool things we did was we introduced serviceable I/O boards. And all that means is there's a board on the left hand and the right hand side of the system. If you ever have any issues with any of the ports, instead of swapping out the entire motherboard, now you can simply replace the left or the right I/O board. We also have customer replaceable batteries. So in terms of serviceability, this system really delivers it all. Again, lots of stories to go tell, Logan, but these are the main things that I'm excited about with this generation of Dell Pro Max Premium.
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. I mean, I love the fact, and I know what this is. I think most might not, but when you talk about a zero lattice keypad, what exactly does that mean? And why should a customer care?
And the main way I try to explain this is if you look at a regular keyboard, right, there's a ton of spacing in between the keys. When we say something is zero lattice, it's a technical term, but really visually what it represents is that the spacing between the keys gets smaller, right? And so what does that do for you? You can increase the size of your keys. And as I mentioned before, it's going to improve your accuracy when typing. I actually used one of these devices recently, and I was amazed by how few typos I made. Usually when you hop on a new system, you start to make a lot of typos because you're not accustomed to using that keyboard. Right? That happens to all of us. That wasn't the case when I switched over to this platform for a few days to run a trial run on it. Beyond the zero lattice keyboard though, Logan, I do want to make sure I call out, we also have new backlit technology. Meaning if you're someone that uses that backlighting, the backlighting on this system is going to be 5 times more power efficient compared to a previous generation system because of the mini LEDs. So it's a new technology within this keyboard. We know a lot of customers love to use that backlight technology. And so we're excited to introduce it because it's going to lead to real world battery life savings. We're still waiting on official test results, but from what we've seen, it's a couple of hours of battery life difference when you're using that backlight that's going to be introduced with the Zero Lattice keyboard.
I love it. This is great. Before we hop into, you know, the plus, the Dope Pro Max Plus models with Bernie, anything parting thoughts on the premium? The two points that you want anyone watching today to walk away with. What are the two points?
Yeah, I'm going to make three, Logan, and I'll go back to the pillars.
We're going back this slide.
Yeah. Elegance and power, right? This is a device that it looks beautiful. It feels good. But beyond that, it's going to be extremely powerful. It's going to be able to tackle practically anything you throw at it. Premium experiences, anywhere you point to on the device, there's going to be a premium experience to be had. And then again, unwavering reliability. This is a Dell Pro Max product. So we're going to be ISV certified. And then we have a bunch of cool new feature sets that we've introduced to make sure that we're more serviceable and really keeping reliability top of mind.
I love it. So Bernie, on to you. Dell Pro Max 1618 Plus.
Great. So going on the same path that Joe mentioned, we launched our 7 Series Precision back in 2023. So we've been in the last 2 years working with engineer planning team to redesign this new and cool products. And as Joe mentioned, that we have a lot of features that we can talk about, a lot of changes. We can spend hours talking about these products. But we believe that reducing these to 3 big pillars is going to be the best way to talk about the big changes that we are introducing to the market on these years. For the Pro Max Plus, there are the 3 big main pillars are going to be performance, the I/O experience that we are redesigning for our customers, and the display experience that is going to improve productivity for them. When we talk about performance, every time that we talk about Dell Pro Max Plus, we need to talk about performance. And we are bringing unparalleled performance to the market. This is going to be Dell's most powerful commercial notebook for the industry. And we are redesigning our thermal design. So basically, we are introducing a 3-fan solution. So our thermals is going to be a great innovation from our engineers' part. And this will allow us to reach to this phrase of unparalleled performance. We are going to have 29% more power than previous generation. And on top of that, this system is going to be even cooler than previous generation. It's going to be on average 2 Celsius even cooler than previous generation. All of this innovation that our engineers is bringing to the system is going to let us know to get to these extreme levels of performance that we know that customers really care when they think about a Dell Pro Max Plus.
I love it.
Feel free to ask me questions about these things. But the second big pillar is the improvements that we are doing in an I/O and Docker experience. So we did a big change in this system. It's introducing EPR, Extended Power Range Technology, that this will allow us to go from the barrel adapter to Type-C, to USB-C IC adapter. We are going to have single cable docking. So we are moving from the 2 cable to a single cable docking experience that is going to be a better experience for customers. And also we are going to introduce Thunderbolt 5 to our system. This is going to be great for improving the battery and charging capabilities for the system. And the third pillar is going to be how we are enhancing our display experience. So we are redesigning this for an incredible user experience. We are featuring new 4K tandem OLED display in the 16 inches, but most importantly, we are moving from a 17 inches to an 18 inches display. And this is going to be a massive change for the product, because we are going to be not only doing that, we're also going to be moving from a 16:9 to a 16:10 aspect ratio, gaining 14% more viewable area in our display. That's meaning we used to be 17% screen to body ratio. Now we are going to be 88% to screen to body ratio. So great experience that we are trying to improve the experience of customer without sacrificing any power in our systems.
This is great. Let's dig into a little bit. I mean, we obviously know unparalleled performance, obviously, check, check, check. I love the docking experience. For those that have used a 7 Series Precision before, you have to use, I'm going to get the name of the dock wrong, but it's basically the WD. It's the one that has the 2 little plugs.
Yes.
But talk a little bit about, you know, now that you have a single charger, I mean, all of this is great. You're getting away from the barrel charger, but is that a power savings? Is that, you know, a speed and charging, what would a customer actually get from that?
So one thing that, and that's a really good question, Luca, because one thing that that we used to know that the 7 Series had is that you used to have the two cables, and also you have to be connected to the power adapter to use your system. Now, you don't need that anymore. Now, only you need to be connected with the docking and that you can use your systems. I think that that's going to be a huge change in terms of having more I/O ports available for the system instead of having to be used the two USB-C on the left and also charging the system. Now, only being charged with the dock, you're going to experience the use of your system.
That makes perfect sense. And on the display experience, usually laptops in general and mobiles have over the years gotten smaller. We're kind of going up to an 18. So, obviously, for those who know that, we're not just releasing an 18 because we want to and we think it's fun. There's a reason behind it. So, Bernie, maybe get into the reason why and the research and, between you and engineering and others that are involved in this decision, why are we scaling up from a 17 to an 18?
Yes. So that's also another good question. We wanted to go one step ahead to try to improve a customer experience in terms of the display. Remember that these are systems that has to be a replacement for desktops in terms of performance. So the customers that they use these systems, they really care about performance, but they also really care about the display experience. And one of the things that you're going to notice if you compare this 18 inches with the 17 is that we are not increasing that much the form factor of the system, neither the weight of the system. But when you look about how much display you are gaining moving from a 17 to an 18, that's going to surprise most of people. We're gaining 14% more bigger area. We are moving to a QHD panel that the brightness and the specs that you have in these displays are amazing. And we believe that moving to this 18 will enhance productivity for customer and also improve us the way of we can reach these highest levels of performance for the systems.
I love that. Let's get into the last slide here. I know you've touched on it, but maybe run through maybe a couple of these product highlights that you haven't, already touched on.
Yes, of course. So two important ones that I want to call out. So we are moving to the next generation in terms of Intel Arrow Lake CPU, but also the NVIDIA graphic cards. We're moving to the new class of graphic card, the Blackwell RTO graphic cards. We are going to keep having up to 5000 A class. One important call out that I want to do from this slide is that we are going to have higher scalability in terms of memory. So we are going to increase our memory capacity to 256 gigabyte.
That's double what
we have in 7 Series.
Dang.
So that's another big jump that we are doing in terms of memory for our systems. I already talked about EPR or the transition on the systems. Another one that I want to call out is that we are moving to magnesium, and something that we wanted not only because of the design, but also to try to reduce a little bit of the weight that we were getting impacted by moving from a 17 to an 18. So magnesium is going to also help us on that. And one thing that I wanted to add is that we are changing our D door from the SSD door that we used to have in the 7 series to a quick access door that we are going to have in 18. Again, this is going to be optional, but it's going to improve accessibility for customers that really care about having easier access to our SSD memory or battery. With this quick access store, they're going to have less time for serviceability and repairability. And that's something that when we start showing this for customers or even with our salespeople, everybody was in love with this new introduction that we are doing.
I love that.
Then in terms of experience, we are moving to 8MP camera, we are going to have Wi-Fi 7. And also another big call out is we are going to have Thunderbolt 5 in our systems.
So I love that fact. And, the performance gains that you're going to get will be, well worth that. So, we've kind of talked about the Dell Pro Max, the 1416 Premium, the 1618 Plus. So with that, I'm going to stop kind of sharing the slide and move to a few more questions before we wrap it up. So, we talked about some of the performance differences. We talked about the specs. I guess the question is, what are, from your perspective, from the product line you manage, we'll go to Joe and then Bernie. What are, let's say, what would be the, two or three things that if you were a customer right there, right now, that are thinking and considering, an X-Work class station or a Dell Pro Max, what are two or three reasons why they should move to, a premium or plus Dell Pro Max?
Yeah. That's an excellent question, Logan. I think for the premium, the way to think about it, it's a total redesign, right? This is not a reskinning of a platform. This is a let's go completely rethink what it means to go out and put forth a premium mobile workstation, right? Or a premium mobile performance PC. And for me, if you were to sit down and try to sketch out what that would look like, it's literally a Dell Pro Max 14 and 16 premium. From the premium feature set to the excellent performance, it's all there. This is a device that it's gonna cause a lot of device envy. You're going to see a lot of folks request this device.
I love device envy. They're
corporate
awesome.
Device. I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I love interacting with those folks and learning about why they value such a device. And oftentimes it comes back to a lot of those premium experiences that I mentioned. So again, just elegance, performance, premium experiences, and last but not least, enhanced reliability.
I love that. Bernie?
Yes, Logan. So I will think again about the three pillars. If I want customers to move to a Dell Pro Max, I will think about the three big pillars. Unparalleled performance. We are redesigning our thermals. We are redesigning our performance to get to this unparalleled level of performance. We are redesigning also our I/O and docking experience, introducing a new introducing extended power range to move from the barrel adapter to the USB-C adapter. And finally, improving the display experience with a 4K tunnel OLED in our 16 and also moving to this amazing 18-inch display that will give them 14% more video area and a better user experience. So again, performance, docking and I/O experience and displays are three main things that we believe that customers will help us to move to Dell Pro Max Plus.
And then Logan, just worth mentioning here at the end that despite, you know, all the differences between premium and plus, when you put these things next to one another, you're going to be able to tell that they're from the same family, right? They share the same design language. And that's what's really going to be beautiful about our 2025 launches is that they offer this great magnetite color with really crisp edges, flat sidewalls. The design language is similar, yet the products are distinct.
I love that. And I think it goes back to last point that I'll make is that I think it goes back to the thought, the effort, the care, the research that was put into the launch of Dell Pro Max. Maybe people from the outside don't see how hard and how much we think within Dell Technologies about the products. And we do, but take that up two to three levels on this with the new branding nomenclature, the new branding, like countless hours. I mean, dare I say years were put into this. So exactly what Joe said is from kind of top to bottom, you will see the cohesity, you know, where the products kind of align with the feature sets makes total sense. Very clear value props. And yeah, I mean, with that, that's kind of all the time we have for the episode. So, you know, Joe, Bernie, really appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with me today. Always insightful. Always love learning about the products because you guys are so passionate. And at the end of the day, we appreciate you, the audience, for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. And if you like what you're seeing, you know, leave us a 5-star review. Would absolutely love that. This has been Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max powered by NVIDIA. I'm Logan Lawler, as always, and we'll see you on the next one.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.